Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Changing the Conversation with CEO Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and not only is this the last show of the week, this is the last show of the year, the last show for 2016, and we are so excited about this show. We'll be able to see you next year in 2017 with some amazing guests. We have even more special guests. We have even more Punch TV Studios IPO updates. We have more opportunities to call in, to ask questions, to join the conversation every evening, Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. We are in the Punch Bowl. So we do have a guest this evening. We have a couple of guests, but we're going to open the lines right now. Caller, are you with us?
I am.
How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great, doing great. I actually couldn't find the darn station here in Dallas, Texas, and I just got yelled at. How you doing? This is Daniel and my wife. But, yeah, we're actually out here in Dallas, Texas, and we're advertising for PlushTVStudios.com. I just left out of the Walmart highway. It's going to be Starplex Cinema here in Dallas, Texas.
There's going to be a Star Trek Cinema?
Well, I'm here in Dallas, Texas at Walmart in front of the Starplex Cinema. It's that parking lot, shopping center. Right off of the highway.
Oh, okay.
Across from, oh, my God. It ain't either La Quinta. Beautiful place, though. How you guys doing today?
We are excellent. Tell us a little bit about your journey since you're traveling cross-country and you are on Nabookie. If anyone wants to follow your journey on Nabookie, you're under a bottle of you, correct?
Correct.
Okay, you and your
so
wife?
Far, yeah, my wife and my son.
And your
and
son.
Son.
And your...
Yeah, got my 19 going on 20-year-old with me. And we're going to see if we can fly a drone through the Grand Canyon.
Oh, wow. But tell us a little bit about your experience. I know you shared it on Nabookie, but there was one experience in particular that happened to you that is why you started this journey. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. April 1st of this year, my wife and I was in Nevada, Missouri, after seeing our child graduate boot camp in Fort Leavenworth, Missouri, and actually got hit by an 18-wheeler. Because of that 18-wheeler, it allowed for us to hang around Nevada, Missouri long enough to hear about Punch TV Studios. One of the Branson radio stations out that way.
Wow. So how's everyone doing?
We didn't die
now.
Actually allowed for us to, well, we're still trying to maintain, and this trip has been somewhat interesting. This is probably the longest trip we've taken since that particular accident. Trying not to, pretty good. We're really focused on just learning more about the company, teaching others and letting them know. Like I said, I was in a Walmart and I talked to five people. One who actually knows Punch TV and watches it, but had no idea that it was shares to be sold.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so a lot of the Walmart employees there, they started talking about it, and they actually went to the site while I was in there. We had to find a curl in our. Nah, that is. Not for myself, of course. But it really did shock me. I've gone through Mississippi now, who has occurred. it. I'm not going to say the whole state, but at least the selected few that I've run into at the different truck stops. I left my business cards with PunchTVStudios.com on it. And at almost every junction or place I've been in, I really want them, the word to get out for folks and for them to understand that this is really a great, great opportunity and that they should not miss it. I just wish there was one other way that I could really get to everyone, you know, all at one time. And believe it or not, Facebook, people are on there, but the things that they pay attention to are the things they need not know, and the things they should know, they don't pay attention to.
So what is one of the things that, what makes you so passionate about Punch TV Studios?
Well, as I stated before, you know, I've always been an investment type guy, a financial advisor. I'm from, you know, Brooklyn, New York, and I used to watch folks go to work all the time on the trains and sit next to me and stand in front of me, suits. And you know, I used to really think at a young child that everybody was just robots, and they just all wore the same color suits. It seems like no matter where you went, they knew what time to change the color of the suit. And so I started really focusing in on that while being in New York, paying attention to the financial district. And like I said before, because they don't really speak about a lot of this in grade school, which I'm kind of upset about, because I think it's important that even children should know a little, because then they can help out the rest of the family. They might just be having a general conversation around the kitchen table. And you never know, a five-year-old will tell you about PunchTVStudios.com quicker than a 30-year-old will.
Right.
And so that's pretty much been my experience so far, but I have not ran into not one person so far that knows it.
And you haven't ran into one person that knows it?
Not other than the lady that watched Punch TV here in Dallas. And I just left her about 10 minutes ago. And but a lot of the folks here in the Dallas area still don't know.
Right.
And it's surprising.
Right.
It really,
well,
really
is. That's what we're focusing
on
right now, is increasing the awareness of Punch TV Studios. That's one of the main reasons, specifically in the Houston area. We're opening up a sales office in Houston. We're working on expanding into Dallas, working on expanding into the L.A. area. So for right now, we've opened up quite a few affiliate stations within the past few months, and we are working on expanding even more. So are you? What are some of the things you're looking forward to Punch TV Studios doing?
Well, you know, after being here in the state and across the country, I'm glad that I jumped on board when I did, because it all did keep making me go back and get more shares, and I did that again today.
Thank you.
Every now and then, I pass through, like I said, folks, and seeing their faces, it really keeps me going. You know, everybody has strife in their life, and I'm not, you know, not one to not have that in mind. But if I can make anybody else's life easier, that's what I choose to do. And I think Punch TV Studios is on the way to do that for a lot of folks here in America, and in urban communities. And if they can just jump on board and stay firm, I believe we could turn our cultural economy around.
Okay.
And I mean that by the minority that didn't have can have if they choose to right now. This is not one of those things that you have to have $1 million for to get rich. And I'm not saying that you're going to get rich, but I can tell you, you really can't go worse than a dollar. And anything after the first dollar is a problem. So
absolutely.
I try to explain to folks that, you know, we used to talk about this when I was in grade school in New York. You know, you had a penny for every day that you were alive. The time that, you know, you died, you're a millionaire. Well, I think that's true here with these particular stocks too. And I don't think you have to have very many of them to do well for yourself or to secure a financial future that you can fall back on for. You know, even if you do work a 9-to-5 job. I think this only assists in that and allows for you to do as my wife and I and my son are doing, you know, moving about the country, just a little easier, you know, with a little bit of more financial security of knowing what the future holds. But, yeah, I've been knocked out by Flex TV. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I know that, you know, I'm enjoying hearing about your travels across the country, and I know when we watch Nabuki and we see a bottle of youth here, we see a bottle of youth there, we see your, you know, we really love your photos that you uploaded with Do You Nabuki on the car windows and the pictures. So we are really excited. But as always, I don't want to just speak for us as a company. I like to allow our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, to speak for himself. What do you think?
Give him a day off. He's been working too hard. I just got finished traveling on the highway that he's been on, and I've kind of laughed about it and joked around and took several pictures. I was out at Pell City, and I wondered if he felt the same way about Pell City I did. It was just one of those places that I didn't even know existed. And then when I got off the exit, I was looking for it. I still didn't find it. So it's been interesting. But I would love to hear from them. I would love to hear what's going on with the country company today, what he could give us, you know, as information in regard to how younger folks can get in, whether they try to do it by group. Because some folks, they're scared to kind of spend even $20. I tell them, I say, look, 20 shares, and it comes with $47. And you got 20 shares. And just tuck it away. You know? Be a part of something. You know, be a part of something great. And that's what I feel this is. I think that this is a great, great opportunity for all. My son, he has stocks. My wife got stocks. I got stocks. You know, as far as the shares, I made sure I did it in all my name. You know, and we're sorting everything else out later on. But we're as a family, we're just trying to get a crowd around the country and introduce folks to ourselves, AbadaYouth.com, as well as PlushTVStudios.com. I tell you, if you see the front of my car right now, PlushTVStudios.com looks pretty good up there with the glitter and gold, and it shines and sparkles at night. Shortly after I get off the phone with you, because I'm going to really seriously retire for the evening and just kind of take a breather and enjoy Dallas, because I'm going to stay here tonight. I'll be in here in Dallas, and if you can, tell me, where is radio station or TV station here? Because I've been looking for it, but GPS has really thrown me off. It's thrown me on the highway, off the highway, back on the highway, within two or three exits of one another. So if Joseph can tell me a little bit about that, I'd be glad to hear it. And I want to thank him again. And, Sharif, I want to thank you for continuing to observe us around the country. And we're going to keep doing our thing and keep trying to get the word out. But I will send this picture in, and I'll put it on Nabuki right after I pull over.
Well, we definitely appreciate your support. What do you think about that, Mr. Collins?
I think he's awesome. And thank you so much. I think he's awesome. I think what he's doing is awesome. I think we don't have a TV station. We're on the radio down there. But we don't have a TV station in Dallas. We have a TV station in Houston, which I've been watching Punch for the last few hours here in Houston, actually. And it's lovely.
I don't have a
it's absolutely lovely. And
everything
in Beaumont,
else is
Texas,
but TV.
But when you get to to Beaumont, Texas, then you definitely could tune in.
I'm in Grand Prairie right now.
Oh, Grand Prairie. All right, so you're in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Right. Towards the Verizon Theater.
Yeah, I kind of just left that general area a few days ago, actually. So yeah, we're doing our transfer agent is there in Dallas, in Frisco, Texas, which is not far.
You think he got my certificates? I could pick him up while I'm here.
Is that? I'm sure he's probably got him over there. I don't know.
Now,
probably
I do
got
have
him
one
over
question
there.
For you, Mr. Collins.
Okay.
If you do purchase on different occasions, will there be separate stock certificates for each share, or is it just one whole certificate for all you own?
Oh, yeah, no, it would be separate. So if you did purchases, and that's a good question, too, and we get asked that question a lot as well. If you do purchases at two different times, you would end up with two different stock certificates.
Okay.
Yeah, so for that, you'd end up with two different stock certificates. And just for the record, right after the new year, like the second week, by the second week of the new year, we're sending out thousands of stock certificates because we want to have everybody. My goal is everybody who's got their stock, who purchased stock in 2016, we want to try to close everyone out on that, and so that, and then on 2017 will be all of the new people that are purchasing. So, yeah, we totally want to do that. We're totally going to work on that.
Okay, here, I'm a pull up here at this racetrack, and I'm going to send you a nice photo of PlushTVStudios.com on Puerto Rico. I'm very, very proud of it. You should have seen the folks in Walmart laughing at me out in the parking lot.
Is that?
like, what is that man doing to his car? Just got a good chuckle out of it. And got yelled at by a guy who didn't know I was a veteran, didn't know I was a disabled veteran. And I had never had that happen before, but this guy was about 5'2", and the way he was barking, he must have been a drill sergeant at one point in his life, because, you know, he was an older guy, and he kind of scared me, even though he was short, but it kind of threw me aback. I didn't know what to do, because everybody turned around at the same time, and like I said, I have your company on the front and mine on the back, and I got this little guy shouting at me, wondering if I'm parked in the right spot. And I'm handicapped. You know, I am, you know, disabled. Can get around, you know, like most people. But a lot of mine is not seeable. And it really throws folks off. So that really caught me off guard. That really did. So I guess that was my welcoming to Dallas. And the whole parking lot, really, really enjoyed that encounter.
Well, you know, most people in Dallas are,
I felt like
real, real cool people. They're real cool people, most people in Dallas.
Yeah, I felt like Dave Chappelle, you know, the guy that goes, I felt like that guy was yelling at me.
but they deaf on their handicapped parking spaces. They're like, don't you dare take that space.
Yeah.
You ain't supposed to be there. They will hunt you down. They will track you down in a mall. Hey, you parked in the wrong space. But for the most part, all the people I met in Dallas are awesome people. I haven't met anybody really terrible in Dallas. Pretty cool people in Dallas. Dallas, Lone Star State, Texas. I'm loving Texas, but I love all my states. I love every state that has a Punch TV channel in it.
Okay, well, where is L.A. on that list of love?
We are going to bring up L.A. Soon, real soon, real, real soon, because we're gonna do it right. I think we're doing it right now, the way that we're launching our TV station by launching our sales team with the TV station. And believe me, when we get moved to the new corporate offices, thank you for all our shareholders. When we get moved to our new corporate offices, the first thing we're going to do is launch a TV station in Los Angeles. That's what we're going to do first.
Well, we do have to stop for a brief commercial break, and then we'll come back and ask our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, more about what's going on. We haven't heard anything about those corporate offices, so we'll be right back.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Now, I did something right now, which I haven't done before, ever, actually. This is my first time doing this. And I'm on Nabuki.com, N-A-B-U-K-I-E, Nabuki.com. And there is somebody posted 37 hours or 42 episodes of She Talk Radio. But what makes it so cool is I'm actually looking at Nabuki on my iPad. I think that is so freaking cool. I'm looking at Nabuki on my iPad. I'm like, and it looks really good. So let me go to my profile on Nabuki. Let me go to my profile on Nabuki and see what I look like on Nabuki. Okay, so I'm on my profile. And guess what? I got 710 points on my thing. But I think there's somebody who beat me out in points right now. I was trying to stay ahead of everybody. But there's this really one pretty big Punch supporter, and they really beat me out. They think they beat me out. I'm going to go there. It's a lady. What's her name? Do you think this is her right there? She's beat me. I mean, she posts night and day. And I'm not a night and day poster, but I post. You know what I mean? And let me see how many points does she have. She's got 1,221 points. So she's beat me on Nabuki in points. So I've got to get my point score up, you know, because I don't like anybody to beat me on Nabuki. But she then came out and just kicking me in the butt on my points. And I've got to improve that. How can I get some of her points over to my side? That's what I need to know. So, nevertheless, you beat me on the points, but Nabuki is an awesome-looking site right now. I mean, especially on an iPad. It looks so freaking awesome. So I think it's cool. I think everybody should Nabuki, and it's coming together. You can create a fan page. You can create a classified ad. If you Nabuki, we're going to promote Nabuki and promote you on Nabuki. Like I promised this young lady who's doing something for kids, and I think she started Nabukiing, and she has her own Nabuki page, and she's doing something for kids, and it's pretty cool. And we've got a poet on there, Taomi Ray. She's on Nabuki. You know, she's doing her poetry deal. Cool. We've got Nurse Mona. Right now I'm reading a promotion right now. Now, this is a smart woman. Yeah, I'm reading a promotion right now. And she says, look out for the rock collection coming in 2017 to Nabuki. And she put hashtag, we are the rock, RLC. That's pretty cool. And she's got nurses on here. How many points does she have? Let me see if I'm beating her in points. I'm just doing this on Nabuki. I'm just really, it's Saturday night. It's New Year's Eve Eve. Wow, she's got 701 points.
By the way.
Oh, it's Friday night, and it's New Year's Eve. It's Friday night. It's New Year's Eve. And she's got 701 points. Did she beat me? Did she beat my point score?
What is your point score?
I'm going to see right now. I got to go back and see because I'm gonna have to embellish my point score because I think all of the – no, I got 710 points, so she's not beating me. So that's really cool.
Well,
really
I just wanted to kind of share that I have 841 points.
You're beating me
so
on the bookie?
814 points. I mean, that's. I just wanted to share that. I don't want to, like, rub that in or, you know, make you feel bad or – anything like
you know,
that. I'm
you
just,
ain't
I just
right. You ain't even
kind of
right.
Share the point.
I'm
going to
double check your points. I see 313
okay.
points.
I
313
see
points. I'm on Sharifa Hardy, Ask Sharifa Business Consulting.
Mm-mm.
With your name and everything
I
up
don't
there.
Think so.
I see 313.
I see 814.
I see 300. I don't see how you. I'm saying introduction, one achievement, 313. Maybe you got more.
I think you're looking. Yeah, a different count. You might want to check.
Because I'm
one.
Beating you on that profile. That's all that matters. We're not going to look at any other ones. That's all. That's the only.
Well, how about we take some guests this evening and tell them a little bit about Nabuki? What do you think about that?
I think we should only take guests that have a profile on Nabuki tonight. What do you think? Yes, no,
well,
yes,
I think if
no.
we take the guests that may not have a profile on Nabuki, then we can talk
yes.
to them about our wonderful points program and why they should have a presence on Nabuki. I think that would be fair.
Okay, all right. Let's take a guess right now. Let's take a guess and see what the guest has. Who's coming up? Oh, I see you here on Nabuki, you and what's her name? Oh man, you here on Nabuki on your page here. You got a beautiful logo on the Ask Sharifa. Oh, you got 814 points. Just because you up there with Patti LaBelle, that don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing because you all up in Patti LaBelle's face and she all up in your face together. That don't make you no star.
Yes, I'm a star. Okay. Just let that
okay,
problem
you all
out
there with Patti LaBelle. Now I'm trying to floss all out with Patti LaBelle. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even like Patti yeah. LaBelle. She ain't even on the Nabuki. If she was on the Nabuki, I probably could feel her or whatever. So, you know, you need to call Patti and tell her to Nabuki.
I'm
going to
call her.
Okay?
I'm going to let her know.
Be like,
Patti,
I know you're selling pies, but why aren't you Nabuki?
See,
why don't you Nabuki?
Out, so, yeah. So we're going to take a guess. That's what we're going to do. Okay?
All right. Who's in the punch bowl tonight?
We have a very special guest. We have Ms. Janine Jones. Are you with us tonight, Ms. Jones?
I am. Hello. How are you doing this evening?
Hello. We are fine. I'm fine. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Ms. Jones,
do you
I have a question for you. Do you...
No, I'm actually.
I beat you. I beat you to it.
While we're on the
Nabuki. Nabuki.
K-I-E, okay.
So what brings you to the punch bowl tonight?
Well, I'm calling because I heard about your IPO and I heard about
nice.
Your children's programming. And
nice.
I wanted to know a little bit about your children's programming. I write children's books.
Oh, nice.
We Can All
nice.
Decorate the Same Tree is my first book. And my other book is just...
See, that's the problem with your first book.
What? Why?
It should be
What's
we could
problem?
All fill the punch bowl with different flavors. That should have been the name of the first book.
Well,
we fill
the
punch
bowl
with different flavors. So, but anyway, we're gonna let you. We can all decorate the tree. Okay, we're gonna get that. We're gonna go with
children's.
That.
Well, I appreciate that. They're children's books, and the concept is working together in unity to form something beautiful. So the tree is symbolic of that beautiful of that beauty. So I wanted to get those into cartoon animation, and I wanted to do something with Punch TV. I didn't know what you had lined up for your children's programming. I've been doing a little research, and actually I just inboxed someone from Punch TV earlier today, and I was invited to call in this evening. So that's one of the things I wanted to learn about your children's programming and if you would be doing anything with animation.
We, in children's programming, we love children's programming, actually. And we have one really good program, which we're really proud of, called Filbert's Big Bash. And
okay.
It's not animated. But it's a H.R. Puff and Stuff throwback, so to speak.
Okay.
And We love children's programming. Now, our core business is developing shows and then licensing those shows to TV stations all over the country. So if there's an opportunity to create a children's show that would be educational and informational, that's something we would definitely love to take a hard look at right after we close the IPO. That's something
okay.
that we would love to do that. And animation,
okay.
we're opening an entire animation department. We're actually opening
okay.
an animation company.
Okay.
We're preparing to open, let me put it in perspective, we're preparing to open an animation company, and we are very excited about animation. We are super
okay.
duper. I'm so excited about animation to a whole nother level. You have no idea.
When are you looking to close the IPO?
Our official close date is going to be April 4th is the official close date.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm working right now to have it wrapped up by the second week of February. That's what we are working to do. But April 4th is our official close date. But the way it's coming and the way people are investing right now, I'm hoping to have this wrapped up by the second week of February. That is my objective right now. Although we still have till April 4th, but we're definitely trying to get this wrapped up now.
Okay. Will you have stations in Memphis and Chicago? Do you know?
I do not
have
TV stations in. I had stations there a few years back. Right now we have five TV stations, six TV stations. We have Houston, Texas. We have Beaumont, Texas, and I'm literally doing this show from Houston, Texas right now. And we have
okay.
Beaumont, Texas. We have Jacksonville, Florida, Columbus, Ohio, Pensacola, Florida, and Mobile, Alabama. Those are you know, major coverage areas and like that right now. Mm-hmm. And we're going to grow. Those channels broadcast Punch TV 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Okay, okay. Well, we'd like to see it in Memphis and Chicago. I'm a Chicago native, but I live in Memphis now.
In talks with a TV station in Chicago. As I'm in talks with a TV station in Chicago right now, and we're
okay.
in talks with a TV station in Los Angeles right now. And but I think the Los Angeles station is probably going to close prior to to Chicago, but we intend to successfully broadcast across the entire country over the next few years. We're not going to jump off and do it really fast like we did when we first came out, because there was a huge learning curve in the network business. The network business is just a different kind of business. And there was a huge
okay.
learning curve for us in that. But in animation and in syndication, we're really good at that. And I certainly would love to see how we can begin talking about, after we close the IPO, begin talking about how we can develop lots of animation. And just that animation
okay.
is one of those real time-consuming kind of things. It just doesn't look like it, but, you know, the storyboarding and I have one of the best, we just have some great things going on in animation. I just can't say yet because it's not
okay.
really public knowledge. But trust me when I tell you this, we have some phenomenal things going on in animation.
Well, let me say this. As far as the book, as we Can All Decorate the Same Tree book, we've done that as a stage play as well.
Mm-hmm.
Animation is just something that I was looking at to get the attention of more children and to get exposed to people on a different level, since the book is illustrated and it's colorful and stuff like that, but everybody doesn't have the book in their hand. And when you see a cartoon, it kind of sticks with you. I would
mm-hmm.
like to see
mm-hmm.
the book if I could. And
we
also,
love that. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll get your information, or do I just go by what's on Facebook already, or what's on the Punch TV website?
I think you can easily.
We'll send you a response through social media, and we'll make sure you get everything that you need. But one of the things, you know, that we want to definitely invite you to Nabuki and share your book. We'll help you promote your book on the Nabuki. Also, when we move forward as far as production, a lot of what we're looking for we'll find on Nabuki. So definitely want to be a part of Nabuki. You know, get your face out there, get your name out there. As you can see from the show, we spent a lot of time searching and surfing through Nabuki just to see what's the hottest, latest, best, what's going on.
Okay, and that's Nabuki, is it?
Yes, mm-hmm. Nabuki.com. Do you in the book?
Okay. Well, I'm glad that I had the opportunity to speak with you all tonight, and thank you for inviting me to the call.
You're more than welcome. Yes, please. And
I'm
please
really
consider investing in Punch.
Oh, I am, and that's why I'm researching, and we're definitely going to invest. But I just wanted to talk to someone about some of the things that I have going on and what I'm trying to do aside from the investing, how I could go with this a little bit further with the investing as well as writing these stories and having them animated. So that's something
animation
that I'm looking at.
Animation is pretty tough in terms of the time that it takes to come out with a series.
Okay.
So it takes quite a bit of time to come out with a specific series when you're doing animation.
Because I'm looking at, like, you know, after school, you know how I'm not really old, but when, you know, like in the 80s, you come home from school, there's an after school special, or there's a cartoon, yes, or on Saturday morning. I'm trying to bring I'm trying to bring that type of vibe back.
I'm with you. Conjunction,
what's your function? So
I am 100% with you. But there's so many other creative things that we can do.
Yes, because I write now. So I write. So and
yeah,
I'm
there's so
I'm
many
poet,
creative
so.
Things we can do.
And I teach as well, so when I saw the children's program, and I was like, okay, this is something that I love, so, and I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, since you're right, I would definitely recommend checking out some of the groups on the Nabuki. Join a group, create a group, create a buzz for yourself on the Nabuki.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll help you promote your book and all that stuff. You can actually sell your book on the Nabuki and do that whole kind of thing, and we'll be more than happy to partner with you. It'll be really
thank you so much. I will be signing up.
Cool, good. It's free.
Thank you.
It don't cost you nothing. It's free.
Okay. All right. Well,
definitely appreciate your support.
I've been telling people about it, and the commercials have been coming on here in Memphis. I started hearing them in November. And some of my friends are like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you need to look it up. So the commercials come on radio here about investing.
So that's why I was wondering
if it was coming to Memphis or not. But I know you say it's a long process of, you know, getting into different places, into different states. So, but yeah,
It's a little work. But I'm glad to have, you know, that Memphis is in the house and shouting out for us and letting people know about Punch TV in Memphis. We're doing some amazing things in media. I proudly boast that we're the only African-American-led company in America doing an IPO, and we're the only company in America doing an IPO that's targeted towards the urban American. So I totally thank you for your support, and certainly – one of our initiatives at Punch, just so you know, is that investors that are shareholders or shareholders that are investors or you know, you get our filmmakers that are investors in the company. They also get to use our support. They get to use our staff. They get to use the money that we're raising to help develop their content or to develop those shows if they fit within the parameters that we're trying to go with for the company. And I think, you know, certainly animation is definitely a heavy direction that we're planning to go in. We're actually planning that after we close the IPO, we're planning to spend almost $5 million on developing animated products. So we're definitely in that way. I can say that much, that we're planning to use part of the IPO funds to fund an animation company, and we plan to put at least $5 million into animation.
Oh, that's awesome. That's huge.
Well, let's take a quick break right now, and we're going to be back with more in the Punch Bowl. It's Friday night, y'all, right here.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki? So I'm on Nabuki right now again. And this is so awesome. Our guy, he's traveling across the country on his own. He's got punchtvstudios.com written over his front windshield. That is cool. And I'm looking at the picture on Nabuki. So you've got to see this picture on Nabuki. And I just think it's awesome. And I think I just got more points right now for liking that and making the comment, this is awesome. Let me go back to my point score. Let me see where I am on my score. I just love to win. Let me see if I'm beating you now. Okay, sure. Yeah, I just did see this right now. And you are at 814 points. Okay, so I'm going to be doing some work to catch up to you. So that's what I'm going to do. What do you think about that?
It's not going to happen.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm going to catch up to you.
It's not going to happen.
I'm going to catch
up to
you.
And I think we should ask the bottle of you, since he's on the line and he has a question or comment about what you thought about the photos. You with us, the bottle of you?
I am here.
I've already replied on the Nabuki what I thought about the photos, and I thought they are awesome. That is so awesome. I'm going to do that to my car.
You said that. You did say that. I was curious if you had.
Now, what is that? What is that you use? What kind of ink? Because I thought it was going to be chalk, but it's not really chalk, right?
This is a, what they call it, an assorted glitter glue. But it comes off simply with just a razor that scrapes right off. The majority of it comes off all in one.
Nice.
Yeah, and not to mention it reflects at night, which I love about it, because as I'm going down the road, no matter what side of the road I'm on, people can see it. And the truck
that
is loving
cool.
it. So the
that
check
is really cool.
About the size of a license plate, I just put that on the front of the car. The check.
And so I see your wife's in the car like, oh my goodness.
Yeah,
funny.
My father is used. I call her that because I keep trying to explain to her. I say, you know, there's not a single thing I can get upset with you about. You know, I mean, he's like, I can't, you know, get upset. And we as human beings do. But a lot of veterans do a little bit more when they have PTSD, and that I do have. Yeah, she was trying to hide. And probably would hit me if she could have, but I was outside the car. But she thinks my dog, or her dog, I should say, the dog that I bought her after we had that accident out there, because she couldn't make it back across the country. It was so hard to try to get back across the country. She wanted to get in a simple multi-pool, which is Patsy. You've probably seen her on the movie as well. Now, I did have one question, and as soon as I come around to it, Mr. Collins, I will ask. And I will also plug Miriam Firm contouring cream for you. That's one of the reasons we're out here, because a lot of folks get, you know, they're having babies and they want to get rid of that stuff, you know, stretch marks or loose skin or whatever. So that's what I'm trying to assist folks with, like, you know, Walmart.
Yeah, well, I don't particularly have that problem. I don't have the stretch mark.
My wife went from a 13 to a 4, okay, in a year and a half.
Is that good?
That's
okay.
That is great. And stunning as ever. Really, really surprised me because she doesn't work out. And I've never been able to really do that. No stretch marks. She's had 4 children. We raised 7 altogether, but we have 8 altogether. And one of which is down in Miami, and he is trying to get in contact with you, Mr. Collins. He is a cyber security expert. He goes to Barry University. And
nice.
When he heard about your company when I was in Miami a few weeks ago, he thought I didn't know anything about the markets and stuff and was quite surprised that I gave him that information and was mad that he didn't know it before me. So I felt pretty good about that. But he did
ask. It's always good to have one up on our kids, you know, because our kids think that we know nothing.
True.
So it's always good to have one up on our kids.
I
don't know
6'6",
what happened.
6'9". I am 6'6". He is 6'9". And the fact that I had this one up on him and he's taller than me, that made me feel great.
Absolutely. I don't care if he was 4'9", 4'11". If you get one up on him, you're good. Because kids think we're just dumb. I don't know why kids think their parents are just dumb. They just think we know nothing. You know, it's like, listen.
We're Monday and Wednesday guy. Where's our Monday? I've heard from Monday and Wednesday guy. On Monday, he might be dressed like this, and on Wednesday, he might be that and acts. And
Jesse Lewis
yeah.
is on Nabuki. He signed up for Nabuki as well.
Yeah.
Great photos on Nabuki of Jesse.
I've been plugging Nabuki, and even folks don't know about that either. I keep saying, look, this is to my knowledge, and my experience is better than Facebook. You know, just from not having any of the problem that you would with those other social networks. So you did a great, great job, and I want to thank you for that on the social network side of it. Got to get everybody else on the booth.
Oh, they'll get there. We're not even worried. They're going to get there. I'm not even worried.
I know.
They don't get there.
I remember when I first joined, I was like, man, I think I'm in here by myself.
And look at us now.
Yeah.
I know. I'll tell you, listening to the
Let me tell you what let me tell you who we have on Facebook. I mean not on Facebook. On Nabuki.
What's that?
We have a nurse on Nabuki, so if you get sick on Nabuki, she can heal you right away.
My wife might have something to say about that one.
Then
she'll kill me. So I don't want to be
healed
the same day.
Well, as always, we definitely appreciate you tuning in and calling in on tonight's episode. And thank you for all of your support.
Not a problem. One other thing. Every time I talk to you guys, it's like, you know, you get these brains. I don't want to say the word, but you know what I'm talking about.
Let me call the nurse.
Yeah, you can say it. I've been wondering.
Because nurses rock. Let me call the nurse, because nurses rock.
But I have been wondering, when is the stockholders meeting going to be?
Well, that will not be until 90 days after we close the IPO. So once we close the IPO, our immediate thing is going to be to we're going to do two immediate things after we close the IPO. That's a real good question. The first thing we're going to do is that we're going to, after we close the IPO, we're going to begin having conversations then at that point with investment banking companies. And we're going to be having those conversations in regards to them being market makers, or what's called market makers for our company. And what they do is they go out and create the secondary market so that when people deposit their stock certificates into their investment accounts, they get the people who buy the stock from our current stockholders, or who may want to buy the stock from our current stockholders. That's kind of how that's one of the first things we're going to do after we close the IPO. The second thing we're going to do after we close the IPO is to have the shareholders meeting. And the reason why we want to have that shareholders meeting is so that we can really educate our shareholders on understanding the market, understanding how the plays are made, understanding as best they can. And we're going to do this. This is probably maybe a whole one-day event or two-day event for this particular shareholders meeting. And we're going to be looking for a vote. And I'm hoping that we can get a unanimous decision when we have the vote as to the opening price of the stock. And we're going to...
$250,000. Let's mark it down.
$250,000. Throwing it out there.
Just throwing it out there for goodwill and good conscience and all the luck in the world for us, for everybody that's got a share. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. You just don't understand. Any location as far as city you're thinking about? It's going to be California? Or?
I don't have an answer to that question yet. But we're probably going to try to do it. We have stockholders from all over the country now. So we're probably going to try to do it in a neutral location where people can maybe travel equal distances or so. But we don't really know. It's too early right now. And so we don't really know yet. But we will get into it. And then the shareholders meeting will be about 90 days after we close the IPO. Okay. So in about 90 days after we close the IPO, then we're going to have the shareholders meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I like to thank everybody who I've talked to and those that are listening. If I ran into you, please go ahead and get your shares now. I don't know how much longer we have. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme, like you say.
It is not a get-rich-quick scheme.
It is definitely the best move you can make for your 2017, I think.
I agree with that 100%. I think that's one of the best moves you can make.
There?
Yes, sir.
Okay. My wife, she sometimes forgets that we're still talking in the car, and she's playing with her bag and everything. One of the questions she had always asked me, each time I've talked to you guys, that night I spoke to with you guys, and she was asleep, she asked me, how do we get in contact with you? Is this something you want to talk about over the radio, if people have ideas for the company, or is this something you would rather have done in a more personal business setting, you know, way?
Well, definitely if you have ideas, we don't want it on the radio. You know, I want to kind of keep ideas close to the vest So if you have ideas or whatever, definitely, you know, contact us directly. I mean, we're here and are available, so it's no problem. And I'm sure Sharifa can facilitate that and give you all that information.
Sure thing. I just think we should go ahead and write a movie about our life. I mean, this year between the car accident, just last month passing out from carbon dioxide poisoning from a fountain soda. Are you serious? Yes, there's 5 cups of carbon dioxide of water in every fountain soda you get from a machine. How about that?
Wow.
And that happened to me not long ago, actually filling up a double cup. And before I got halfway there, I was out. When I seen the footage, it was so hilarious to me because, I mean, I'm not laughing at myself falling and everything, but I wound up falling twice and getting up and walking around and didn't have any knowledge of it. And, but it just goes to show you that a lot of things out there can kill you. So everybody be safe. Finish up 2016 strong. Don't drink too much. And Mr. Collins, Sharif, I really appreciate you guys talking with us. I will still be listening, but I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to relax for a moment and just enjoy the hours.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight.
And Mr. Collins?
Yes, sir.
You one day I hope to meet, and I will bring a little step ladder for you and shake your hand, sir.
Well, listen, we're all in this together, and it takes a team to really pull us together, and I'm thankful to have team members like you and the other people who are believing in what we're doing at Punch TV Studios and are giving us a chance to do it. So I'm very thankful for investors like you. I'm very thankful, very thankful. So
thank you, sir.
Whatever it takes. I might find you in a crowd, knock everybody down, and get to you.
You might actually see me in the crowd. I'll probably be the tallest one there.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's awesome. So thank you so much for being with us tonight. I appreciate you so much and appreciate what you and your wife and your family are doing for us across the country. It's just amazing. That's just absolutely amazing.
That is definitely amazing. And guess what, Mr. Collins?
What's that?
We have 3 minutes left for the last show of this week and the last show of 2016.
Wow. Celebrate, good guys. Come on. Da, 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 da. We your celebration. Da, 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 da. We going to celebrate now. Celebrate good times. Come on. Hey, you know, I want to thank, I'm just really thankful, and I guess I'm going to end this show really on a thankful note for the most part. I'm thankful to the many, 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 many people that have invested and are investing in Punch TV Studios. And I'm thankful that you guys are giving me an opportunity to live my dream. And I'm thankful that you guys are a part of this dream. And I'm thankful that we're going to do some amazing things in media because you guys are, these shareholders are giving me the power to do it. And I'm thankful to you guys. I just want to say that so much. And in 2016, I want to say, be safe. You know, be safe. Hug your children. Tell your children you love them. Hug your loved ones. Tell them you love them. You know, I want to say this. I still kiss each and every one of my children, even though they are adults. So it's very important to let your children know that you love them and that you embrace them with love. And you thank God for them. And I want to say that I thank God for each and every person who is an investor in Punch TV Studios and is becoming an investor in Punch TV Studios. As a CEO, I am humbled and I am thankful to you for giving us this chance. And Sharifa, I want to thank you for helping pull off this show. When we started this show, it never occurred to me that we were going to go into the new year with this show and end the year doing this show. It never really occurred to me. But I want to thank you for being such an awesome producer and pulling this show together. And I want to thank you for being an awesome co-host. And I'm thankful for you. And I'm thankful you believe in the Punch TV vision and in the direction that we're going. I'm really thankful to you in so many ways. I'm just really, really thankful. And I want to say
you're so
to you,
welcome. You are about to make me cry. That was just so sweet. I'm thankful for you and for the opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm thankful to the Punch TV staff, all of my people who work in our offices, and really thankful to you. You know, we have the staff it's amazing right now. We have 50 people answering calls 24 hours a day. That's really a hard job to answer their calls and take thousands of calls and answer and try to be. Now, we've got over 15 people who work in our office now, and I just want to say that I'm thankful to each and every one of you, and we're going to get this done. I want you to tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone, let's get this done. Our time has come, and our time is right now. And you, one person makes a difference. You make a difference. Each person makes a difference. And let's go. Let's get this done. And we're selling 50 million shares of stock. To me, we're not successful until we've sold all 50 million shares. If we end at 49,999,000 shares, I will not be happy because we have not achieved our goal. And one thing that I like to do is achieve the goals that we set out to achieve, and I need your help to help make this happen. I want to wish everyone a happy new year. I want to wish everyone be safe. And I'm just overwhelmed with joy, and I'm so thankful to each and every person. God bless you, and you guys have a happy new year. And we'll see you back here on Monday night on the same Punch TV time at the same Punch TV channel.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.